it's harder to put your own impression onto something when you're not trusting what you know.
It was so much DNA in the music. I feel like people don't experiment nearly as much. I feel like it's a lot more copy and paste.
It's because it's a lot easier to copy and paste than to experiment. Because to actually experiment with stuff, it takes time.
People are looking for a quick way to get some money. Yeah, to get some money or to get to whatever the success looks like.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
What's your favorite era of music?
Era of what music?
Of music, just in general. What do you mean of what is music?
What is music?
What genre of music? Reggae, that's what, R&B?
What's your favorite?
Era is the time frame.
Yeah, but era as in time and genre.
That's why I was asking.
Together, both of them, yes.
Because I might say I like hip hop for a certain era, but I like reggae for a completely different time frame.
Yeah, but what's your favorite era?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Era of which genre of music?
Of all time. Era of all the genres of all the times.
I would say it depends on what I'm actually doing. So if I'm driving, my favorite era, if I'm driving and the sun is out, my favorite era of music is like 80s.
All of the 80s?
Well, like 80s R&B.
Oh, okay.
Like the Shirley Murdochs and Denise Williams and that type of vibe. I'll be chilling.
Those are some good songs.
If I'm going to an event, I need some 808s. Like if I'm going somewhere to be amongst people, I need some 808s and stuff to get my body going, get my blood pumping. So I would say present day.
Okay.
If it's like somber outside.
Somber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. I just wasn't ready for you to say that word. Go ahead.
I would go with, I still say present day. Present day is probably my favorite.
The 2020s?
As a collective of what I would prefer to listen to?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Huh.
Present day music is my favorite era of music.
What genre?
I like hip hop and R&B.
Of today?
Yeah.
2020s?
Yes.
Not even the 2010s, the 2020s.
It's good stuff out there.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm being clear.
It's good stuff out there.
That's not what I was expecting.
Like if it's a somber day, I like Cleo Soul. I like Rod Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I just like music. I like smooth music. So it's not really an era. I would say I like a certain vibe. I prefer a certain vibe.
Okay.
So if I might enjoy older music a lot better if they had some 808s, how we got 808s now. Like if the beats was different. I do like the live instrumentation and stuff like that. But it was more vocal ability opposed to instrumentation. I misspoke. It had some good instrumentation. But it was just a different sound. Mm-hmm. I prefer this sound better than that sound.
Okay. We're going to give you a break. How about you?
I'll do my best to clarify in genres because just saying era, I like different time periods of different music differently. So if we're sticking with like hip hop and R&B, my favorite era of hip hop and R&B. Actually, I'm going to separate it because my favorite era of hip hop is different than my favorite era of R&B. My favorite era of R&B was when people were singing. I'm not saying people don't be singing now, but like, I might have a bias towards the 2000s R&B only because I grew up during that time. So that's have a bias towards the era of 2000 R&B right before we got to the heavy auto-tune phase. And then when it comes to like hip hop for me, I would say I prefer the 20-teens era of it only because...
Of hip-hop?
Yeah, only because...
Chicken Head? Oh, that was, nah, that was early 2000s.
That was early. I'm talking about, yeah, like the 20...
J. Cole's and...
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in that era, but yeah, I think I liked that era only because I feel like people experimented way more. I feel like people don't experiment nearly as much. I feel like it's a lot more copy and paste. And I mean, give and take, but I think in general it was a lot more experimental.
I feel like I agree, but I slightly disagree. Because it's a lot of people that's experimenting. It's a lot of people that's copying and pasting. But you have to do more searching and digging to find the more experimental artists. That's all I have for that.
I feel like the experimentation is similar. I just feel like more mainstream artists were experimenting in public. Like, I feel like now people don't experiment. But like after they, once they get their sound, they don't venture off from wherever that was at. They just be like, all right, this is my bread and butter, and all we eating is bread and butter. And it's like, what if I wanted something else? Like, I mean, I know I would go somewhere else, but like, if you want to be the bread and butter man, be the bread and butter man. That's fine. I just enjoyed having. I enjoyed when artists had their own eras and just kind of like changed a lot. So that was me. What about you?
So I think that for like hip hop and R&B, like my favorite era of rap would probably be like the 90s, 80s and 90s, but like
80s?
Yeah.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Like the late 80s into the 90s, like the female rappers.
Oh, wait.
Like the Queen Latifahs and the MC Lights and, well, Slick Rick's not a female, but Slick Rick and like stuff like that. I just really enjoyed that era, even though I wasn't there until 94, but it was just a lot funner for me to imitate and to listen to, and to like, they was really rapping. Not to say, you know, people be rapping today, but it was different.
Quiet as Cut, Eve might be my favorite.
Oh my gosh, I used to love Eve. I want to read her memoir. Yeah. But like Eve, that was my girl.
It don't gotta be Quiet as Kept. I'll say it for me. Loud. Eve was my favorite. Yeah.
I didn't know she was like that until recent. I'm like, hold on, you saying what?
She was, oh man.
She was going crazy.
I want her.
Shout out Eve.
She's somebody.
Come to the pod.
She's somebody that I would want to make another album. Just so like I could hear it. Just like, I just want to, where are you at today? Like, I just want to see. But I know she's not about to do that. Maybe one day. Hope you hear this letter. Write an album. But yeah, she was fire. So I love that era. But yes, Eve, Rough Riders. That was that the 90s?
Yeah.
That was the 90s. Yeah, yeah. I was there for that. So
at least for a few years.
Yeah, I was, and that time when it was, yeah, I was there. When it was Rough Riders. Yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm. I got my soccer team named the Rough Riders. They didn't know who they were. Mm-hmm. I was the only black girl on the team. They didn't have a clue what a Rough Rider was, but I was the best player, so that was the name of the team. So that was my favorite like era of hip hop. And then I do like stuff now. I do definitely like stuff now.
I love some stuff.
And I like the 2010s, but like as far as like I used to be trying to rap like that, like yeah. But anyways, now it's a dated sound. So
I would say the only gripe with music now is the subject matter. That's it.
Yeah.
Cause like if you listen, they be going crazy.
They do.
Like, they be going crazy. And then I like the sound. Like, it sounds a lot better to me now than back then. Like, back then, I like the stuff that they mix and do. I like the production or the engineering aspect of to get to the complete project. I love the crispiness of what be being put out now opposed to.
But my thing is, I like stories, and I feel like
they be storytelling
to who?
And people, to, and people now,
today?
Present day. They ain't listening, y'all.
No, I am listening to people. I just
they not they foot not on the pulse. insert Jim Jones foot tap.
She's getting out of hand now.
I would say that I was more intrigued by the stories then. They're not. What I've been hearing haven't been like no creative storytelling. Like, the reason why I love Michael Jackson's music videos so much, because they were mini movies. Mm-hmm. I like the aspect of like where it took me. And even like,
shoot, even Usher was telling Confessions is a whole story. I feel like people don't.
They don't take you on a journey.
Like, the songs that are, like, big, at least now, it doesn't feel like they're not stories like how they used to be, I guess. But, I mean, and which I'm fine with, because I think there are a lot of great storytellers, even though I'm saying it like there's not. But I think it's not in the forefront anymore. It's like the general sound is what people are going for, not really what people are saying.
Yeah. So that's just my favorite. Just thinking off the top of my head. But I do, I mean, I still enjoy stuff. And I haven't even had time to sit down and do a deep dive to even find artists and stuff like that now. Because I've been working on my own stuff to make sure that I'm making better music. Anyways, that was for hip-hop. R&B, I would say early 2000s. Early 2000s, 2010s. I was in early 2000s, like the Confessions era, and like, oh, but I also like, that's tough. All right, we're going to go way back. We're going to go back to the 50s. I like.
She said, reset everything. I don't even want to talk about, let's not even do this.
It's getting 50s. Jumbled. It's getting jumbled. I really just love R&B and how it's progressed. So I don't know if I can pick a specific era of like R&B, because when you think about it, how we look at R&B now and what's R&B now sounds totally different from like R&B in the 50s and stuff like that.
So if it can't be played in Ray's Boom Boom Room, it's not allowed. That's funny.
So, but like, just listening to it and seeing like how it's progressed is very different, because you were coming from like swing and jazz and all of that stuff, and then so like when they used to actually call it rhythm and blues versus like just R&B now, it's just so different. I think that I would still say early 2000s. That's going to be my favorite era, because that's the era that I sing along with the most. Early 2000s and like the 2010s, I would say. But yeah. And there was still some more storytelling. Like, it still was some extra stuff. You know,
yeah, music. I will say I'm grateful that I live in this time period, because I can go back and listen.
Yeah,
because
I ain't need to be there.
Yeah, because I can go back and listen and get the vibes.
Yeah,
because some of it I didn't want to be there for. You know, I didn't need to be there for what's going on, Marvin.
Yeah, I didn't need to be there
during the trials and tribulations. Mm-mm.
Get somebody else to do it.
I could just enjoy the music, and you know, and just be like, wow, it's not music without context. It's music without me being in the context. I don't have to be in the marches. I can, you know, look at it post-march.
Right.
And be like, dang, that was, it's a great song. Why don't they make songs like this no more?
They're not marching like they used to be.
So that, I'm okay with that. But
even just,
y'all want the music, but not the experience.
It depends.
It depends on what it is.
Because I don't need to experience that level of like outward racism and stuff like that, you know.
I was like, you want to experience some of the music that people are talking about now? Like the,
I want to experience
like being in the street. You want to be in the street?
What I'm saying,
he said, take me to the street, bro. Like, you want to be in there with the experience?
What I'm saying is, y'all want this music, right?
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to be experienced that, why you want somebody else to go back and?
No, we want somebody to put the same level of feeling and storytelling effort into it. We're not talking about, we don't need the same storyline.
Yeah, I don't even need it to sound exactly the same. Right. I just needed to feel a different way. Like, not different, but just feel something.
I don't need them to go through that experience. I don't need to go through that experience. I just, you know, transport me musically, mentally. to how you were feeling. I don't need to be feeling like I'm getting, you know.
I think they're doing it though. Like now, I think they're doing it.
I don't want to. I don't want to be
what,
there.
A lot of times, you don't know what they're saying.
That too, and a lot of the places that they're trying to take me, I'm not trying to go. I don't. I'm in a space where I don't want to imagine being in the streets and, you know, somebody shooting at me and I'm shooting at I don't want to imagine that.
But you just said you wanted a good story.
A good
story. So what if they tell you that in good story form?
I mean, if they tell me in good story form, I will listen. I don't know that I'm going to keep it on repeat because I'm aware now of, like, you know, what you consume. I don't want that to manifest in my life.
I agree.
But even like with R&B, a lot of the storytelling, like, they not really, it's a lot of the same stuff now, so it's not really like a story, or it's not a new story. I mean, I guess a lot of stories be repeating itself, but it's not taking me on a journey. It just kind of be like, oh, okay. And I don't know.
I was also going to say, it might switch the topic a little bit, but I was going to say something else that I really appreciated about older music, because, like, I know everything is a lot cleaner now, but I just feel like it was so much, like, DNA in the music. Like, I feel like even when you're looking, thinking about, like, some of the low-end, like, low-end on reggae music in different eras, they was going, or Spanish music, like, it just felt like when you hear the music, you're instantly in the area. I feel like now it doesn't give me that feeling. Like, it doesn't feel like, I don't know. It's just, it's not everybody. There's some people who are doing an amazing job. And that's why I said, like, I appreciate being here now. And there's so many more people that make music. But I feel like the stuff that was, like, prevalent, it didn't need to be as polished. And I still felt it. Like, go ahead.
So this topic is making me think of earlier when you were saying a lot of people copy and pasting instead of experimenting. I feel like it's because it's a lot easier to copy and paste than to experiment. Because to actually experiment with stuff, it takes time. Like, so,
Go ahead.
Yeah, so experimenting takes time. It takes time to experiment. It's like if you're a scientist, you got to run through your trials. You got to do trials, trial after trial after trial until you get to. You don't know how long these trials is going to be. But you keep doing the same thing over and over and over. You might tweak a little things here and there, but essentially, you're doing the same thing over and over until you get what you're looking for.
And I was just going to say that this goes back to a conversation that we were having off camera when we were talking about microwaving success. It's easier to copy and paste, like you were saying, and also people are looking for a quick way
to get some money
or to get to whatever the success looks like. So, whereas for us, we've been experimenting. Like, we've been working on stuff and doing a bunch of trial and error and stuff like that. So it is a longer process. But if I don't really care about the craft of it, I just care about getting the money from it, or like the virality of it, whatever it is that you're just looking to get from it, versus like caring about, okay, how do I bring this story to life? It's different. That's why we get so many more copy and paste, because I mean, even when it comes to mixing, people have like templates now, like not templates custom to the person, but like you could just buy a template, like, oh, this
R&B.
This the R&B template for mixing. This
2020 R&B sound.
Yeah, the Drake template. This is the Taylor Swift template, and you just literally taking exactly how they had it and you putting it on your vocal. So you're not experimenting, because a lot of people probably aren't even tweaking the stuff to make it sound good on their stuff. They just slapping it together and they're like, all right, cool, I have a mixed song. So it's like, there's a lot of that. It's a lot more noise to sift through, but it's also like, it is easier. It is a lot easier to just go ahead and do stuff and go ahead and just copy and paste, because I don't have to do that level of effort. Because if they're just signing people because they're going viral and I know how to make this go viral, let me make this go viral, get signed. Now I got a record deal. I'm doing shows or whatever, and I could go ahead and buy this house and get up. Like, it's a lot more artists that are in it, not just for the passion of it. It's a lot more people that are here for whatever the reward is that they're seeking from it.
I do agree with that. That was going to be the second half of my point.
Oh, my bad. I thought you asked. You stopped, so I thought you was done.
Oh, nah. It, take a
it
break.
It was appalled. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, bro. But you good. You finished it. You cleaned it up beautifully. Mm-hmm. It was something else that I was going to say that I forgot because I was listening. Like, it was something based off what you said.
Microwave success. Virality.
Oh, one thing that I was going to say was, it was two things, but I'll just do one. If you experiment, you never really done experimenting because stuff changes. Nothing is done until it's out. Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep experimenting, keep learning new things. I mean, and when you get the sound that you actually will want or like, it's easier to cut through the noise because you have a unique sound. Mm-hmm. So now the important part for you to focus on, once you have your unique sound or whatever, is the marketing or getting to the people, like getting your stuff in front of people.
Yeah. I was just going to say, if you Kanye, then even once it's out, it might not be done.
I was going to say, I definitely agree with both of you guys. And I think, and again, this isn't even to knock this era of music because there are a lot of great people
out here. There's a lot of great
music
out
here. And a lot of stuff sounds really good. It's just, I feel like 95% of the stuff I hear doesn't stick. And when I say like stuff doesn't stick, it's like I don't listen to it more than a week. If I give your stuff a week's worth of attention now, it's like that was a good project.
Is there anybody who gets a week worth of attention?
Brandy.
That's from this era.
There's definitely people. I mean, I gave Tyler's album a few listens for the week. Kendrick's album just came out. Jasmine Sullivan.
Chloe and Halle. Their album together.
Yeah, like it's just like it's certain people who do, and again, Thames, I gave some, like, there's people who I've given the window to actually listen and like, I want to go back and listen. But there's a lot of people that like, I liked it for a second and it didn't compel me to come back. And I feel like a lot of people aren't making enough stuff where you feel like I got to come back. There are some stuff. There are some things. I mean, even when I don't know if it's outside of TikTok, but because of TikTok, I remember Money Long's, so like, I kept wanting to listen to it. And it was like songs were getting stuck in your head. Of course, the viral portion makes a big difference. But I feel like a lot of people aren't making stuff that feels like I can't wait to go back and listen to that again. It just feels like, word, I listened to it. I got the experience of listening to it. And let me just go ahead. Like nothing, a lot of stuff doesn't stop me in my tracks anymore.
How do you get to that point of music making or musicianship where people want to go back and listen? Is it when you get your name to a certain level, or is it strictly on the music?
For me, it's strictly the music because the name is only the name because of the music, right? The only reason I give you that pass is because in the past, you've captured my attention for longer spurts of time, right? So I think the music, and again, there's a lot of elements in it, I mean, but like it could be because of the personality, it could be because of how you said it, how you framed everything, but a lot of the stuff, to me, it starts with the music, and then you'll get the pass next time. Somebody else who I give an example might have been like Smino. Like, I listened the first time, and even if I don't like it, I might listen again, just off of the name, because I liked what he's done, and then I might listen, and then I might get into the loop of listening more often. Mm-hmm. So I liked his last project.
That's why I asked, is it the name that's going to allow you to give another listen, or if somebody you never heard of before and you like, I don't really know about that, are you going to go back and listen to see if you really don't know, if you really don't like it or not? Or is it the name that's going to keep you going back?
It would have to be whatever the thing they gave me is, like the project, the song, and either I like something about it or if I have a very strong negative reaction. If I have one of those two things, I will probably listen again.
If you have a strong negative reaction, you're going to listen again?
Yeah, because there's stuff where it's like, if I really don't like this, and I'm like, sometimes it forces me to try to understand, why on earth don't I like this, or why do I dislike this so much and everybody else likes this much? And then sometimes that'll get me to be like, am I missing something? Like, am I not seeing where everybody else is seeing like greatness and I'm missing something. So I might go back just to see if I'm tripping. And then sometimes I end up liking stuff, sometimes I don't. I'm like, you know what? Okay, cool. I didn't need to go back and listen to that. But that's what usually happens for me. What about you?
I think same thing as far as the music, because there are people who I knew their name first, or I knew their other stuff first, and then I heard their music, or they decided to randomly release a song, and that didn't make me go back and listen to it. But there are people who it's like, oh, I just want to support what you're doing. But then as far as like the music, for me, I think the music, same, it has to evoke some sort of emotion. Typically, if I don't like it, I hate it.
You're not going back.
I'm typically not, unless it's like I keep hearing it. And then I'll be like, all right, I'll give this a chance one more time. And then sometimes I'll be like, see, this is why I didn't like this song in the first place. Or I'll be like, you know what? I didn't hear this part. Or I didn't even know this song was this long, type of thing. Because we're used to hearing stuff on social media now. And on social media, you're hearing a minute or less for most songs. So for me, it's the music. Because I can support you in other ways, even if I don't necessarily like your music. Yeah.
I was just going to say something to what you said about they known for something and then they drop a song. I believe that it's extremely difficult to be known for one thing and then you just start making music. It sometimes, it for me, when I be listening, mm-hmm. it don't feel like it, like it don't resonate.
I think
to me,
I think sometimes that's because, well, I agree with that. But I think that sometimes it's because the music that they wind up making, it, I be feeling like they be needing better writers. Because the music that a lot of times, from what I've seen, of like, okay, this person was already famous or they already had a name for themselves. And they might have been a singer or a rapper for all of this time and we didn't know it. But it's like, it starts to sometimes feel like you put all this effort into your other stuff and this feels like a new thing. Mm-hmm. And because it feels like a new thing, it feels like everybody else's stuff. It's not like this was such a unique sound that it like really stood out to me. It sounds like, oh, this is like how on Disney, all the Disney actors had some type of music. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it worked for Hannah Montana. Because Hannah Montana was
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, like she did the best of both worlds mm-hmm. in the show. Versus like if you look at like Raven Simone. That's how you pronounce her name for real.
It always been like that?
Yeah, that's her actual name.
I'm saying it always been like that is hilarious.
Everybody just been pronouncing her name wrong this whole time.
Oh wow, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. It's French apparently. All right. But like her, so like she did the theme song to That's So Raven, and like she had albums. I think I had one of her albums, I think, but it didn't necessarily like translate. Well, I guess maybe Disney Channel wasn't a good, well, no, Disney Channel is a good thing, because when their artists came out as like their actors came out as artists, then it would, all the songs just kind of sound like
Disney
pop. And no matter, and it's hard to break through that thing.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't realize that's what you guys were talking about. I was going to ask, but y'all started going, so I wanted to let y'all go. Is there another example of somebody who you listen to their music that they did something else first? Like who is an example of what you were speaking of?
That they did something else first?
Yeah.
First?
Because he was saying it doesn't resonate. I was just trying to figure out who he was like.
I'm trying to think of people who did who did things outside of music first, and then started making music. But I don't have any.
The only person I was thinking of was DDG. Yeah, I mean, I don't
listen to his music. I don't watch his content. I just. That sounded bad. I was trying to look through my phone to see if there's anybody else that I listen to, that did something first, something else first. I feel like there is people, but I can't think of them. That did something else first.
That wasn't on Disney.
That wasn't on Disney.
Yeah, because Coco Jones is the only person that I could think
of. Yeah, I was going to say her.
Shout out Coco Jones.
And Childish Gambino.
Okay.
He was acting first?
Yeah, he was acting.
And he had a whole stand-up special and everything.
Oh, yeah, he good.
Yeah. But, okay. I was just curious.
But I was just saying, it's difficult to, like, go from one thing. Michael Jordan.
Mos Def.
Y'all just yelling out names is crazy. Michael Jordan, Mos Def, I'm like, what do they have in common?
What do Michael Jordan
and Mos Def have in common?
Michael Jordan went from basketball to baseball.
Yeah.
But while he was playing baseball, he was known as Michael Jordan, a basketball player who went to play baseball.
Okay.
So that's like, if you start off being, think of Tabitha Brown just coming out making music. It's like, she cook.
Unless she make healing music.
She's an actor.
She an actress?
Yeah.
Is it rude to say actress nowadays?
No.
Yeah,
that's her profession. Acting?
Acting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And then the cooking was the side thing? It just happened?
Yeah, that just happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Miss Tabitha. Friend of the pod.
I'm really looking to like see.
But I said that because people put you in like a box or like they put labels on everything. So it's like, if you know me for this thing, if I'm stepping out the box to do something else, now, in my opinion, the world just sees Breeze, the artist, wanting to make music. Like if everybody knows me as a painter.
Yeah.
Nobody really know I make music or even wanted to make music. Now I'm making music. It's like,
I think it just depends on how you recreate yourself. I think it is very challenging, but I think it just depends on how you recreate yourself. Because like, technically speaking, if you could use Will Smith as an example, he started off doing music, then went into acting.
But you said the other way.
I feel like it's easy to go from music to go to other things. To go from other things to go to music.
That's the interesting thing.
It's weird.
Because like, people accept you going from music to other stuff.
I feel like it's because music be looked at as like a hobby, or it looked like it's just something fun that you like to do. Opposed to other areas.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that it might be because a lot of times music is looked at as like a young person's game.
Yeah.
So when a lot of times, so if we use rappers as an example, most times when they transition into acting, it's later in their career where they're slowing down on the rapping. A lot of times, not always. But like, that's just like what we've seen. It is a newer genre, but also just in general, it's like, people look at it as music is a transferable skill to everything else, but everything else is not a transferable skill to music, is what I think that people look at it like.
Huh? I don't even fully agree, only because I think there's one or two things that are more accepted now, but if you think back, like, Kanye has had so many issues breaking into fashion, like, hip musicians have had issues breaking into fashion until now. Like, now it's, oh, okay, cool, we can accept that of you. But before, it wasn't the case. And then before, it was like, all right, you're a rapper, but you want to be taken serious as an actor? We're not going to take you serious as an actor. So I think it just depends on the meat. Like, I think every medium, until people break ground in it, you're encountering some level of resistance into doing it. And then after the first person does it, they're like, all right, well, you know, you can rap and act, or you can rap and paint, or you can blah, blah, blah. And I think it's the same thing with everything else. Like, so, when it comes to like owning your own liquor, owning your own face moisturizer, whatever,
so
skincare.
We haven't found too many good
people who started out.
Who do something else and then transition to music. I have.
I mean, you could say like a Jaden Smith.
You listen to Jaden Smith?
I have. He makes pretty good music.
It's decent.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
I don't think he counts.
Yeah, I don't think he counts either.
Okay, I mean, y'all say Gambino.
Oh, yeah, Gambino.
Yeah. But I think that, I genuinely think that what happens is, and it might also be because a lot of times when the people transition from, and I'm really talking about, for the most part, like the celebrities, when they transition from like whatever else they're doing into like, all right, now I'm going to do a music career, I'm going to do an album, they go with a label and they're putting out whatever the label or whoever their manager is tells them to put out versus them finding their own sound. Yeah. Like, it's usually not a thing where, like you said, it takes time. You got to find your own sound. You got to find your own, like, you got to experiment. They don't usually make the time to do that. Sometimes it literally be a thing like, I always wanted to release a song, so I'm going to release a song. And that's fine. But I just be like, I wish you released a song with a better writer so that, or like a better, somebody in the studio to like really pull out of you what we needed for this song.
Man, y'all keep acting like y'all forgetting about all the greats. Like Shaq. Shaq came in and made music.
Oh my goodness.
Forgot about Shaq. He went platinum.
I never want to hear
it. He went platinum.
Again. He didn't need to.
Forget about Shaq.
But he went platinum because he was Shaq.
Dame Dollar.
Who that?
What's his name?
Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, yeah. He actually can rap. He actually make pretty good music.
I don't know
who the best basketball rapper.
Yeah. I mean, so the basketball rap pipeline is terrible.
Yeah,
it's not. Those are not transferable. I mean, I don't think most of the skills we talk about are transferable skills.
Iman Shumpert?
Oh, Iman Shumpert was
good. He had rapped. Because Tiana had got him on the album.
He's definitely most improved. I'll give him most improved. Because when he first started, I'm not rushing to play an Iman Shumpert song, but I did like the song that he was on with Tiana on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was called.
I think he released his own album, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't listen.
But either way.
Respectfully. Great storyteller.
I think it goes back to the experimentation. It goes back to finding your own sound. It goes back to taking the time to actually put your soul and your emotions and like your DNA on the track, on the album, on whatever. And most people aren't taking the time to do that, including other people that come from whatever other media career, yeah. And then they decide to do that. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Because at that point, most times, even if they do it independently, you are in the mindset of, okay, now I have the money to pay for all of the things. Like, we're in a space where, like, I don't have the money to pay for every single thing, so I'm doing everything myself. But also, I have my own perspective, my own, like, thing that I'm hearing in my head that I trust. Like when I'm putting my song together, I'm trusting my instincts versus like, okay, well, in the past I'll be like, well, I mean, you the producer, or you know best. And that's what a lot of people do, versus like, it's harder to put your own impression onto something when you're not trusting what you know,
right,
or what you feel like you know, or even what you want to test out, you know. So I think that usually happens. Thank you guys for joining another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Bad Man Breeze in Tin Ear.
Your humble friend, Imani.
If you want to watch the rest of this episode, because we literally talked for a lot longer, definitely join the Patreon. The link is in the description below. And yeah. Watch the rest of the episode.
That's it.
Watch the rest of the episode. It was a good conversation. It was a great conversation. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And subscribe to the Patreon. So then next time you'll be there for the full length of the conversation. And you'll also be able to join in and give us your opinion while we're recording. So yeah. Welcome again, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Also, comment below. Let us know what your favorite episode. Let us know your favorite era of music is. Man, we'll just see y'all next week. Bye.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please. Push the goddamn button.